Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So the question came up about, the question didn't come up. Deshaun Watson wants Bill O'Brien to stay there. You asked, does that play into it anyway? I don't think it plays into it at all. It's much bigger than just one player. Bill O'Brien has been asked this question. It was a little bit more aggressive this time, a little more pointed. Do you still want to be here? In the past, he's, yeah, I want to be the coach of the Houston Texans. Okay? This week, it changed a little bit. If you read between the lines, you can really sense. I think Bill knows he's gone because there's starting to be the rumor out there that it's already a done deal. That was reported over the weekend. Here's Bill O'Brien at his press conference on Monday when asked about, you know, if he wants to be with the Texans.
I will never quit as the head football coach of the Houston Texans, ever. All I'm worried about is this team and this coaching staff. That's really all I really care about.
Does it make your job harder when this stuff keeps swirling around?
Not really. You know, I'm in there grinding, watching tape. You know, I've got to come in here and answer the questions. And like I said, I'll never resign as the head football coach of the Houston Texans. So, you know, that's basically where that's at. And I don't know where I didn't even read the story. Was told about it a little bit. So I'm not sure where they come from. I think probably the best thing to do would be to ask the person who wrote it. Wouldn't that be the smartest thing to do? To ask the person who wrote it where they get their info.
Source.
Well, why don't you know, what is a source? You know, well, what is your source? You know, it's, I don't know where those things come from.
But he was that answer was actually to the question, well, do you still want to be here? And he said, I will never quit. He didn't say, yes, I want to be here. He was asked directly, do you want to be here? First he said, I'll never quit. And then they follow up with, well, that's fine, but do you want to be here? He goes, I will never quit. I said, I'll never quit. Like, okay. He didn't say he wanted to be here. He said he'll never quit. He'll never resign. What coach resigns?
Doug Marrone.
If you resign, you don't get your cheese.
Well, right, but some like Doug Marrone took a shot on his on himself and lost. He didn't get a job until a few years later.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought was that Bill O'Brien might take that same shot. You know what? I'll get a job somewhere. I'm out of here. I'm gonna get a job somewhere. I don't know. I believe him when he says he won't quit. Whether or not he acts so ugly towards Rick that he gets himself fired, that's another issue. Mm-hmm. That's another story. Do you believe it is that bad? He continues to say Rick and I work well together. Do you believe it's that bad? I know behind the scenes you hear things. I hear things as well. And it's the thing about it is that it's public knowledge. I talked to coaches last week that were here, college coaches that know, and were like, oh yeah, Bill pretty much wants out of here. Mm-hmm. He really wants out of here. Mm-hmm. He can't get along with the GM. So if you're putting it out there for public consumption, if it is public consumption, then it's probably in a situation where it's very difficult to go into work that you don't want to go into work. I don't know if you've ever had a co-host that you just didn't want to show up, that you weren't thrilled about doing the show with. I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's something that's difficult to work every day.
It is. I mean, if you fundamentally know
retire early or something, do something.
Yeah, if you fundamentally know that you don't want to do that, then So and I think it's both ways. I don't, you know, I think there's a belief that OB can be a little surly to work with. He's a good football mind. I mean, he really is a good football mind. I don't really know anyone who challenges that. Nobody in any position of knowledge at all and understanding of the game challenges that. Fans will challenge it. I don't care about that. Everyone wants everybody fired all the time. Mm-hmm. That's the norm. OB's a smart football guy, but it takes a lot more than being a smart football guy to be a successful head coach. And the relationship, and even if you're a successful head coach, we've still seen situations where deciding where personnel decisions, that's a separate entity from anything inside of the football and trying to win in game. Personnel is a totally different animal. And if Rick Smith says, I don't trust the process of a head coach making the picks, then you're going to have issues if the head coach wants to have either more say so, or, you know, there's been scuttlebutt about the Suofilo thing and how blame has been doled out publicly on the Suofilo stuff.
Is there any organization that has more careless whispers than this organization?
It's sad because you want to be all on the same page.
I mean, honestly.
I swear to God, I never hear about any of this stuff in Seattle with John Schneider and Pete Carroll. You never hear about any of this kind of stuff.
Why did we have that story about four games in, when Deshaun was doing really well, that Bill O'Brien actually wanted to start Deshaun Watson in the first game, but Rick came in and told him no.
You know why?
Because whisper. Sources tell us, according to an unnamed source, Bill O'Brien always wanted to have Deshaun Watson. Then later in the year we got, according to another source who whispered to us, Bill O'Brien didn't even want Deshaun Watson. According to sources, our source tells us that source is stupid as piss. According to our source, whispers, the whisper to us, Bill O'Brien's trying to get out of his contract anyway.
Why don't you just have, you know what I'd like? Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith to just yell at each other on TV.
That would be.
I'd pay for that pay-per-view.
Who does that? Fox does that. Don't they do that?
These two guys do more whispering.
Quan LX does.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah.
Quanell and it was Matt Patrick, rest in peace. But yeah, they
yeah,
did that where
they used to
the
yell at each other.
Would, yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome if that was?
Yeah. Just do this. Just
Quanell, Rick, and
you two don't have to whisper to your media guys anymore for them to put it out there.
Right.
Just stop. That's all that's going on. Whispers. Like, I've got a guy. Well, I've got a guy too. I'm going to hit you first. Bill O'Brien may get fired if he doesn't win this playoff game. Rick Smith's like, what? Because everyone thought Rick Smith was out leaking that one.
No. Now, how much of it is? How much of it is agents putting it out there? Agents putting it out there. So, or, you know, hey, Bill O'Brien's agent. They might not want Bill here anymore.
Whispers.
Anybody hear this?
Bill O'Brien may go to Bill O'Brien's interested in the Maryland job. Whispers.
Do you think
that came out of nowhere?
But how smart is it, though, if you're Bill O'Brien's agent, to put that out there so that other GMs around the league might be looking at you, might be vetting you right now? Yeah.
You see how the game works, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm
tired of whispers. You guys are either all in
They're not all in.
I like OB as a coach. If he's not all in here, then the Texans need to cut bait. And if Rick Smith didn't all in with Bill O'Brien, but get on the same page.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.